Thinking on Things Above. Bible Thought. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. Romans 8:26-27, New International Version. Recently, I bought a new computer. When I had internet access, one of the first things I downloaded were some quotes that struck me as being particularly poignant. One of the quotes I saved seemed to be permanently saved to my blank document template. Whenever I opened the screen, the following quote would appear, quote, "The value of persistent prayer is not that He will hear us, but that we will finally hear Him," end of quote. William McGill. One day as I was thinking about my experience as a first-time parent, I realized that the quote contained wisdom that I had been ignoring. I had struggled with concentration and my prayer life. I felt that God was trying to use this small saying to speak volumes to me. His truth in our reading today would have prevented many past heartaches and stresses that I had suffered. By being open to God and realizing the limitlessness of His Holy Spirit, God can speak to us through the smallest things or even the most frequent sayings of men. Look for the blessings and truth that God is showing you today. Let us pray. Father, help us to listen to You each day. Thank You for enabling us to seek You through Christ. In His name, amen.